USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is not a partisan moment. This must be an American moment.
Former Vice President Joe Biden formally accepting his party's nomination at last night's final night of the party convention.
It's a moment that calls for hope and light and love, hope for our future, light to see our way forward, and love for one another.
Nearly 780 square miles burned in Northern California, several complex fires forcing tens of thousands of residents to evacuate. This man in Healdsburg says people should know enough to get out of that area.
If you are not paying attention and you're being stubborn and you've gotten an evacuation order to get out, get out now.
At least four people have been killed by hundreds of wildfires currently raging in California. And this is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
Weather forecasters say two tropical storm systems could make landfall in the United States at just about the same time next week. Tropical Depression 13, currently in the Atlantic Ocean, about 300 miles east of Antigua. Tropical Depression 14, about 30 miles off the coast of Honduras in the Caribbean. Both systems have sustained 35-mile-an-hour winds and are expected to strengthen as they head towards the U.S. mainland. The Ellen DeGeneres Show is boosting perks for its workers after reports of a toxic work environment. Variety says the perks include 5 paid days off and birthdays off. In addition, they will also be granted paid time for medical leave and family matters. Staffers were informed this week, as DeGeneres is also reportedly apologizing for what were called harmful onset behaviors that happened during her watch. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
As the Democratic convention was going on, President Trump was on the campaign trail himself all this week, yesterday speaking in Pennsylvania. That's where he said he can only see one way where Democrats could win this election.
The only way they're going to win is by a rigged election. I really believe that.
A former security chief of Uber Technologies, now charged with covering up the hacking of millions of Uber customers as well as their drivers. The U.S. Justice Department yesterday charging Joseph Sullivan with obstruction of justice for the 2016 breach that exposed personal info of 57 million people. Federal prosecutors say the 52-year-old Sullivan took, in its words, deliberate steps to keep the Federal Trade Commission from learning about the hack. And they say that it happened while the FTC was monitoring Uber security after an earlier breach. And the giants of the U.S. tech industry are now worth $7.7 trillion. New data from Refinitiv says 7 tech companies dominate the stock market. The companies known as the Magnificent 7 of the NASDAQ are Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet, Facebook, Tesla, and Netflix. All 7 companies have thrived this year despite the global economic slowdown. Apple, now worth more than $2 trillion alone. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.